The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I sure do read a lot. Reading is such an admirable addiction. It's practically organic. You can get all kinds of applause for it. No matter you take such refuge in it. No matter you always have it on hand. No matter you always know when and where you can get some more. If it weren't for the library, a lot of us would be bankrupted by our habit. My idea of a guaranteed good time is to carry as many books as I can away from the library, take them home, settle in with them spread all around me, and read a few pages out of each one. Check out how they start or end. Read something from the middle just in case I don't make it all the way there when I set out from page one. Each book holds some surprise. They all have promise. I won't read them all. I get started on some and find them boring or dumb, say to myself, "Why am I reading this?" and snap the book shut. I find that very empowering, no matter who has written on the back that it's a masterpiece that I don't want to miss. I used to plow all the way through to the end of everything I started, even if while I did it, I was half thinking of something else. Sometimes I read 500 miles an hour. Sometimes I say to myself, "Why are you reading 500 miles an hour?" I know how to read math books, though. You have to read them real slow, or at least I do. I like to read out loud. I read out loud to my kids for hours, which indicates that I was reading out loud to myself as well. There's times you can find your way into something you want to read by reading it aloud, letting your speaking voice find what the words on the page are trying to say. Some things are just plain fun to read out loud. You never know until you try. Shouldn't there be a fun way to read anything? I've been asked, "How many books do you read in a year? 50? 100? I don't count. I don't try to count. Maybe I don't remember enough to count. Sometimes I ask myself why I choose again and again to have my thoughts entrained by somebody else's, to let my mind be led by the habit of scanning left to right, from up to down. Why do I stir up this mental racket? Is there something lacking in the sound of my own thoughts? All these letters, these railroad cars, rows and rows, front to back, sequential. Should I be watching more TV? They say that when you read, you take part in a great conversation. The listening part, anyway. It's not really a conversation where you roll tales and ideas back and forth with someone and you both laugh together at the jokes. I guess the best reading is the kind that slows you down, gets you piping in and having the conversation with your own thoughts. Or maybe the best reading is the reading that makes you laugh out loud. I don't know. I went to the library today. I sure do read a lot. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.